Hello, everybody. This is the translation of the message for Sunday, the 25th of May. The Word of God, like honey. Reading Psalm chapter 19, verses 8 to 12. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring for ever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Honey is a food that often appears in the Word of God. It is used most often in the expression that describes the Promised Land, a land flowing with milk and honey, thus symbolizing the abundance and richness of this place as well as the happiness associated with it. Honey is the sweet food that does you good. The Word of God does us good, brings happiness. A. Honey, a nutritious food. In the Word, we find several references that speak of honey as a food that nourishes and gives, restores strength to the hungry. About 16 references out of 60 speak of honey as a good food. This is the case of manna, which tasted like a honey cake and served as a staple food for 40 years, Exodus chapter 16, verse 31. It is also the food eaten by Samson, Judges chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. David and his men when they were hungry. 2 Samuel chapter 17, 29. John the Baptist in the desert. Mark chapter 1, verse 9. And also the food, fish, offered by the disciples to Jesus after his resurrection, Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Honey is therefore presented as this nutritious food that provides useful elements to regain strength and satisfy the hungry. Oh, that my people would listen to me. I would feed them with the best of wheat and satisfy them with honey from the rock. So the Word of God is nutritious food that restores the soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The opposite of nutritious is frugal, dietetic. The Word of God does not put you on a diet. It restores and provides the nutrients necessary to gain and regain strength while walking. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Jonathan, at one point, hungry, goes to eat a honeycomb, and the Bible tells us that his eyes were enlightened. In Psalm 19 we read, "The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes." B. Honey, a food that does not spoil. It is a recognised fact that even if we put an expiration date on commercial jars, honey is a food that does not spoil and remains fit for consumption. Archaeologists have discovered remains of honey in Egyptian tombs dating back about 3,000 years. The Word of God does not spoil, does not depreciate, does not change. It remains eternally and it endures forever. But the word of the Lord remains forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Also in Matthew 24, Mark 13 and Luke 21. The opposite of imperishable, incorruptible and enduring is ephemeral, transient and something that can be altered by time. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Whatever the times, circumstances, or centuries, his word is always good and timely. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. C. Honey, a valuable food. In the Bible, we see that honey was part of certain offerings, not in sacrifices, but in tithes, for example, or others. We also read that it was used in commerce. We see that it was a choice of food that contributed to making the Promised Land the most beautiful of countries. It is part of the food that God gave to Jerusalem, noble food. Honey is a choice and valuable food thanks to its properties, its sweetness, which made it appreciated and sought after. We saw it in the previous message, gold and silver, and now honey, are images that speak of the value of God's word, which enriches. This is recalled several times. The value of a thing can be due to its rarity, its unique properties, or the fact that it is sought after. The word of God has great value because it is unique, pure, true. It rejoices, it is perfect. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are all righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much fine gold. The opposite of what enriches, what has value, is that which is insignificant, useless, and of no interest. But the word of God is useful. It has interest in what it brings. This brings us back, among other things, to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It is useful and effective. D. Honey, a pleasant food full of sweetness that gives joy. As we said in the promise of the Promised Land flowing with milk and honey, there is a promise of happiness. Honey is a food that brings joy, is pleasant and comforting, because of its sweet flavour. The adjective that recurs, and also the one used when the God of goodness is compared to honey, it is sweetness. In the riddle posed by Samson to the Philistines, in the prophecies given to Ezekiel, and to John in the Revelation, in the Proverbs of Wisdom, honey is highlighted for its well-proven sweetness. But for its sweetness to be appreciated, it must be brought to the mouth, eaten, swallowed, and savoured. In the references we find, comparing the God of goodness to honey, we see that the sweetness of what God says is clearly and distinctly emphasised. The Bible tells us that the word of God is sweeter than honey. But to feel this sweetness, we must delight in it, taste it, eat it, swallow it. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. The word of God can sometimes be called law, judgment, ordinances, commandments, decrees. So many aspects that may seem uncompromising, perhaps harsh. But we must not forget that it is also promise, salvation, life, healing, hope, comfort, compassion, kindness, encouragement, edification. This is what God will say to Ezekiel and John. These were words of judgment and warning that he asked them to swallow, which were bitter in their stomachs, but in their mouths they were sweet as honey. Sometimes certain words, revelations, prophecies of the word of God contain the truth of righteous judgment from which no one can escape. But at the same time, this word is a call full of gentleness and love to draw near to the one who wants to be our Saviour and our Lord. The word of God is gentle because God is a gentle God. The opposite of gentleness in the Bible is bitterness and harshness. God is never harsh, and he is never bitter. Even his severity is just and gentle, for God is slow to anger, abounding in kindness and patience, and his word is the just word, but also gracious and full of gentleness. It is this word that gladdens the heart, brings joy and happiness, for it is sweet and pleasant. Psalm chapter 19, verse 8. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. Jesus the meek. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. I am meek and humble of heart. The most extraordinary thing about this image of honey, to speak of the Word of God, is the parallel with the way Christ, the Word incarnate, describes his own heart. This is the only passage where Jesus speaks to us about his heart. In the only passage where the Son of God lifts the veil to let us see the depths of his being, the Bible does not tell us that he is austere and exacting of heart. It doesn't tell us that he is exalted and majestic of heart. It doesn't even tell us that he is joyful and generous of heart. Speaking of himself, Jesus surprisingly declares himself meek and humble of heart. Let's be clear about one thing right away. When the Bible speaks of the heart, whether in the Old or New Testament, it's not just talking about our emotional life, but also about the centre from which all our decisions flow. It's what motivates us from rising to going to bed. It's the headquarters of our motivation. In biblical terms, the heart isn't part of our identity. It's the centre of it, meek and humble of heart. Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus is not a trigger-happy person. He is neither harsh, nor reactionary, nor irascible. He is the most understanding person in the universe. It is in his very nature not to accuse people, but to open his arms to them. And the word of God is a word of gentleness, of truth and justice, but in love and gentleness. Not sentimentality, not honeyed sweetness, but the gentleness of a meek and humble mind and heart. This is the heart of Christ, and this is the heart of the Word of God. It is sweeter than honey. Conclusion. In this image of honey, we find many aspects of the Word of God that speak to us of its effects. It nourishes, it lasts and endures, it is useful and has value, interest, but also and above all, when we compare the Word of God to honey, it is sweet, pleasant, perfect. We find these aspects in the person of Christ, the Word incarnate. Nutritious. John chapter 6, verse 55. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Eternal. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Priceless. Revelations 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Sweet. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. I am gentle and humble of heart. The effect of honey. The Word of God is a source of pleasant and sweet joy. Amen.